since I have been here and recorded an episode. And I had the inspiration this morning to jump on and share something with you all. So thank you for being here and giving me your time and your ears. I'm going to do my best to not make this a very long one. So I just want to share with you that I have been on again, off again with this relationship with social media. I have had so much resistance in the past 3 years to actually showing up online. And when I am online too much, or just even connected too much, I lose my sense of excitement and my pure passion for sharing information. And I recognize this pattern over the past 3 years, and I so badly want to share what's going on in my life, but at the same time, I know that I need to give myself that time away, and how incredibly important it is to have that time. So there's been many times where I stepped away from social media, deleted Facebook and Instagram off of my phone, shut my phone off, and all that good stuff. And it has only been amazing. I have had wonderful experiences in disconnecting. And that's what today's show is about: disconnecting from connecting to reconnect. Now, I know that's a lot of words, and maybe it doesn't make sense to you right now, but hopefully by the end of this show, it will. So, we have this mind-body connection, right? You can even throw soul in there, like things that you just know are right for you or know are wrong for you. And when you are so involved in everything that's going on around you, from your daily life to social media or any type of internet, any type of information that's being thrown your way, email, you know, things that are not your own agenda, things that don't feed your soul or kind of interrupt the things that you're doing throughout your day, you can get seriously disconnected from your body and from your own mind, because we live in this life, we have this lifestyle of go, 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 go all the time. And we don't realize that we can stop and that the world is going to continue even if we take a step back. As humans, we have this innate desire to know everything that's going on all of the time. And getting quiet can be terrifying, because the job of our mind is to solve problems. It's to keep us occupied, because if we don't have something to occupy us, guess what we have to do? We have to be silent, and we have to notice our own thoughts, and that could be absolutely terrifying to do. And a lot of people just, they don't want to do it, or they're not ready for it, or it's too scary to notice what's going on inside of your own head. So it's just easier to distract with things like social media or the news or someone else's life and the drama that they have going on. So getting quiet can be absolutely scary, and we don't want to face it. It's a hard, hard thing. But guess what? You can do hard things. It's just the step forward to realizing that there's so much more in your life that is more important than being connected with everyone else's problems. Because everyone else's problems become your own problems. These are the things that we focus on, and our brain is a connecting machine. So it's there to make associations, because if things around us don't make sense, then we don't recognize it as a part of our own life. It's not something that we would even consider, because it's not a part of our lives. However, our brains are designed to make things make sense. So if you're seeing something out in the world, let's just use a coworker as an example. They're dealing with something in their life, and your brain automatically can connect that with something in your life. So it's not going to be the same thing, but what they're saying can make sense in your own way. So when you step back from being involved in relationships, in friendships, in social media, when you take that step back, things get quiet and you can breathe and you can think. And again, that can be a scary place to be. I get it. And you have to be ready for this kind of a thing. But it is so empowering to shut your phone off, to shut down your computer for the day and just be with yourself, doing things that make you happy, feeding your feminine energy, which is your flow state, your just knowing what your body needs to feel good, because humans just want to feel good. Like, that is what we want to do. That's what our bodies want. We want to feel good. But there's so much stimulation out there these days that just kind of get in the way and distract. And I just have a few things that I want to share here, a few studies that show that social media can just distract and disrupt our bodies. So there was a 2018 study published in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology, found that limiting social media use to 30 minutes a day versus what you're doing right now led to significant reductions in loneliness and depression. That's huge. Participants also felt more connected to their real life community. So that's like real live conversations instead of texting, instead of using Facebook Messenger or LinkedIn or anything on your phone. Having a real life conversation is so important. Those are the connections that are important to our development and to our health. It is crazy how we can go day to day in just connecting online with people. I mean, people are working at home jobs, which are amazing. It's an amazing advancement. However, it has taken away that social interaction piece with other people that are important to our health. A 2016 study in cyber psychology, behavior, and social networking showed that taking a 1 week break from Facebook led to lower levels of anxiety, improved mental health, life satisfaction, and emotional intelligence. These are all huge. These are all huge studies. There is so much study that has been done on the effects that social media has on the human brain, and the human brain affects everything in your entire body, so it's ultimately your health. There was some more research done, published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, and it found that people who gave up Facebook for a week, so another one for 1 week, gave up Facebook for a week, engaged in more face-to-face interactions, had greater life satisfaction, and felt more connected to their physical bodies and environments. And this is what I'm talking about. Disconnecting from connecting can give you a more connected feeling to your own body, so you can know what is happening. You can sense, you can actually use your senses to feel what is happening inside and outside of your body. So much stimulation on the outside that our brain wants to connect with. So we're constantly wanting to connect to everything on the outside to make ourselves feel good. But what we're not realizing is that when we disconnect from those things, we can then reconnect to our inner body, our inner self, on who we really are. Let's see. So there's a 2014 study in computers and human behavior found that high social media usage was associated with increased disordered eating behavior and body dissatisfaction. So abstaining from social media may remove pressures related to appearance as well. And this is really big when it comes to adolescents, people who are still developing, teenagers, even anyone over the age of, 18, 19, 20, we're still dealing with this stuff, but this is very crucial at this age. And if you are, over the age where you had a cell phone in high school, like I'm a Gen Xer, so we didn't have these issues. Kids have to deal with these things these days. So I know it's a hard thing for parents to kind of step in, but these are the kinds of things that, at least I feel, these are all my opinions, I feel it's important to educate your child on the uses of social media. And if you need to limit, then maybe you take that step as well. And that's something that you decide as a parent. There was also an experiment done by Wilhelm Hoffman, published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, showed that people who stopped using Facebook reported lower concern about others' opinions of them, suggesting greater connection with inner self. We're so concerned about how other people feel about us. And this is also part of how our brain is, how our brain functions. We want to feel like we belong. And again, this comes down to kids as well. Look at kids in middle school, like once they get over the age of elementary school. When kids enter middle school, they are, their most important aspect of life is how their peers see them. This is just how the teenage or the adolescent mind is. It wants to be connected with those around them, so it wants to look good, it wants to feel good, it wants to portray everything about themselves as a part of the group. Because when we're not a part of the group, we feel like we've been kicked out, we're disconnected again. This is all about connection. So again, abstaining from social media, it can help to relieve those pressures of feeling like we need to fit in. Step back, take a look at yourself, get quiet. Let's see, we have some more stuff here too. Mindfulness research, such as the work of Alex Timoko, has shown that taking digital detoxes can support mindfulness and self-awareness practices that foster mind-body connections. So this is really what I am studying in school right now, is mind-body connections. Mind-body connections are so important. And as humans, we're going to ebb and flow with life. We're going to get stuck in ruts and we're going to have to pull ourselves out of it. But like it says here right on my desk, I've got quotes on my walls all over the place, and those like decals where they can, you know, stick and come off. And the one on my desk says, push yourself, no one else is going to do it for you. So you might know that you need to step away from being so connected, but you're the only one who can do it. Turn off the phone, turn off the computer, do whatever you need to do to step away, get away from a screen, step outside, go into nature, do the things that you used to do when you were a kid. Take a step back, close your eyes right now. You can close your eyes, just don't do it if you're driving or working, but if you can get quiet for a second, and I'll do it with you. Just really close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and release it. And just allow your subconscious to tell you, or you can remember, those things that you used to do when you were a kid. Like for me, I get the image of myself outside on my bike with my friends riding throughout the neighborhood till it got dark, just exploring. There were no cell phones, distract you from the presence that you would have with your friends outside. And the only way that I knew to go home was it was getting dark. And again, if you're a Gen Xer or older, or maybe even slightly younger than me, you remember these days. I didn't have a cell phone until, oh my goodness, how old was I? 24, 25. There were no cell phones distracting. You were connected with your friends on a face-to-face level. And when you're going to sporting events with your friends, you would pay attention. In school, you would pay attention. You were just always paying attention to your friends and just having a really good time. There were no distractions of text messages coming from friends who weren't with you, or text messages from your parents, or the latest TikTok video or YouTube video. none of those were coming like in hot at you. They were non-existent. These were the simpler days of presence, which is a big piece of feminine energy, being present in your body. It's so important to come back to who you really are. And when I think about those times of no cell phones, it just brings pure happiness to me. I was creative as a kid. I loved to listen to music. I loved to ride my bike and go outside and explore. These are the kinds of things that can really help you get back into your body, who you are, what you really enjoy. Instead of looking at a screen all day and constantly being connected with the world. So, a few ways that disconnecting from your devices can help you reconnect with your body. Reducing screen time allows you to become more aware of bodily sensations, tension, emotions and needs that might get overlooked when you're distracted by devices that overstimulate you. It minimizes your exposure to filtered artificial images that show you just unhealthy ideas of what your body should look like. It removes this pressure to conform to unrealistic standards that can cause this body dissatisfaction. Being disconnected from devices can create more opportunities for mindful movement, exercise, being outside, like I said, without the temptation to be sedentary and scroll through apps. You can establish new habits of physical activity, things that you really enjoy doing, if it's hiking, if it's working out at the gym, if it's biking, if it's surfing. And this physical activity makes you feel more in your body. Being disconnected also encourages activities that engages your senses and promotes embodiment. Like you can do yoga, you can do meditation, gardening, hiking, cooking, writing. It goes on and on. Coloring is something I loved as a kid, and I even have crayons on my desk right here. I use them on my desk calendar, so I always have something creative in front of me. It is so much fun, and I just love the color. It's so stimulating. So the lack of digital distraction will provide you mental space to tune into your body so that you're more drawn to the things that you want to do. So if you turn your phone off throughout the day and you know that it's not on, so you're not going to keep checking it. You're not going to keep checking it because that is a distraction. It's a dopamine hit that you're getting every time you check your phone to see if someone texted you, or you get a bing, or some noise happens, or even a vibration. A vibration is another dopamine hit. So it's increasing these hormones in your brain that are getting you excited and happy. Again, outside stimulation. So turning off these devices will provide that mental space for you to just be with yourself. It can also encourage your sleep quality. You can get better sleep since screen time before bed will disrupt your sleep. And again, better sleep increases body awareness, and it also reduces brain fog. If you get a lot of headaches, a lot of confusion, cognitive distortion, anything like that, getting away from the device is helpful. The biggest thing for me, it reduces your reliance on any kind of external stimulation or validation. So you're looking at a photo that you posted and someone likes it or makes a comment. You're getting that external validation from, it might even not be someone you know. So even getting a message on Facebook or Instagram from someone you don't know will feed into that. That's how connected our human brain wants and needs to be. So this is a practice that you need to take on yourself. Be conscious of it every single day. This is not like I go to the gym 2 times a week kind of thing. This is an every single day kind of thing. So this is something that you choose to do. something that you choose to do for your health. And I am at that age, I'm mid 40s now, I'm starting to look at, well, I started earlier in my 40s, but I'm like, what is feeling good for me? I want my health, I want my flexibility, I want my mental capacities to be at their best, and I want them to continue as I age, right? What's important to you as you get older is different than when you were younger. So really stepping away from these devices is very important to me at this age. So getting away from devices also will facilitate you spending more time in nature. And in research shows that it boosts body connection and health. So again, coming back to your body, coming back to what feels good and your health. So overall, taking a break from devices will allow you to move from living in your head, constantly thinking, to being in your body more fully. And you'll develop this deeper sense of physical and emotional integration, bringing those two together, mind-body connection. So I said a lot here, and this might be an episode that you might want to come back to and listen to again. And I definitely suggest it. Think of some ways that you can step away from the constant external validation of being connected on your phone all of the time, or even in conversations that are not healthy for you. So it's a social media thing, it's a device thing, it's a screen thing, yes, but it's also how can you step away from the relationships that you might have in your life that aren't feeding you, feeding good stuff. Now, I'm not saying to step away from family members or friends, but sometimes you can use a break and just be by yourself. Just be with your own thoughts. Just step outside, go for a walk without your phone, go for a bike ride, even go for a drive. Keep the radio off. Bring a book or bring a journal, or just, if you can and you want to try this, just be with yourself. Like bare bones, just by yourself. And just, I challenge you to notice what your senses are telling you, what your body is telling you, how you're feeling. How you're feeling is everything. Because if you're not feeling well, it distracts you from the day. I can tell you because I had this yesterday. I had this feeling that everything was just turning down, which is why I'm doing this episode right now. And I have to keep coming back to this. And I'm not saying that this is going to be a forever thing for you, because we're human. And again, our brain brings us back to wanting to connect. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you notice that you need to take a break, that is your choice to do that so that you can feel better. You can regain your energy, do a little reset. There's ups and there's downs. When you're going into the down, really be aware of it. Really, really be aware of it. Don't ignore it. Turn off the phone. Don't do something that's going to make you comfortable or distracted. Turn off the phone. Go for a walk. Turn off everything. Be with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the single most important thing that you can do. Now, I know this is an opinion, but I think it's a very valid opinion. Being with yourself, noticing the thoughts that are going in and out of your head as you're in this quiet time, or if you're outside doing something that is helping you feel really good, really connected. I give you that challenge to just step away. Just step away. And if you have kids, it might be a little bit different, but you can tell them that you need some time. Maybe you can get some help. This is especially important for parents, because what you do, your kids are watching. So if you have little ones, maybe you can get some help. Take an hour for yourself. You can take 10 or 15 minutes for yourself outside. But if you have older kids, give them more responsibility. Tell them that you need some time and just rest. Just do what you need for yourself, because again, you need to push yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. And this is just for the sake of your health. because if you are a parent, your kids are watching. They watch everything that you do. I have a teenage daughter myself, so I can tell you that she watches everything that I do. And I want to be the role model for her because I want her to do the exact same thing for herself. I want her to take care of herself. And this includes everything. And I've been teaching her this stuff since she's little. And now that she's a teenager, she's starting to take that on. And I can't tell you how amazing she's doing. Stepping away from the phone, listening to music. She even got one of those old school, I could call it old school. I used it when I was younger. A Discman. She has a Discman so she can not use her phone and just listen to her music. And this is something I'm really proud of, watching her really grow up and take responsibility for herself. So I leave you with that. I could say so much more. I said I was going to keep this short. I'm now at 26 minutes. So I'm going to let this go. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.